Okay, so are you ready to go on a little adventure with me today?
Always up for an adventure.
All right, excellent. The Church of Tinkerbell podcast.
Faith, imagination, the power of belief.
Love and acceptance to make the world a better place.
What would happen if we all just tried to see the world through the eyes of a child again, even for a moment?
It's a beautiful thought, isn't it?
It is.
The Church of Tinkerbell.
The Church of Tinkerbell. All right, I'm intrigued. Imagine this for a second. A warm summer night, everything's quiet, and then in a field, maybe, you see one little flicker of light, then another one answers, and soon you've got this whole field pulsing, almost like it's breathing light. It's kind of magical.
It really is, like a living constellation.
Exactly. And that image, that feeling, is right at the heart of what we're diving into today. The Gospel of Fireflies. It's from the Church of Tinkerbell, and they call it a sacred play allegory.
Which sounds quite grand, but the insights are surprisingly down to earth, aren't they?
Totally. It uses fireflies to talk about big things. Community, connection, rest, finding your place. So yeah, our mission today is to unpack that. We want to look at this story and see what wisdom it holds, maybe for you listening, about your own light, your own rhythm.
Yeah, this tiny creature's story might actually, you know, illuminate something for us.
Okay, so where does it start? The allegory paints this picture of way back, before lanterns, before cities, just only sparks.
Right, these tiny little lights, scattered, completely alone. Not even aware of each other, really.
And it talks about the first firefly blinking. But not like a decision, more like...
Like breathing, almost, an instinct. It says, like the way a heart beats before it's noticed. Just this tiny, solitary pulse in the dark.
Almost vulnerable, isn't it? That first blink into nothing, not knowing if anything will ever blink back. Does the story sort of lean into that vulnerability?
It does, implicitly. Because the real magic happens next. It wasn't about that first blink, but about the response. Another blink answered, then another.
Ah.
And that became the start of everything. Not words, the allegory says, but a language of presence.
A language of presence. I like that.
Yeah, it's simple. I am here, I see you, and maybe let's shine together. That raw recognition, that's the seed of their connection.
Yeah.
It wasn't a big plan, just seeing and being seen.
Which feels very fundamental, that basic human need for someone to just acknowledge you're there. So from these first few sparks, how does it build? The story moves to what it calls the dance of the many. More fireflies, bigger gatherings.
Right, and they start syncing up, these incredible swarms that danced like breathing galaxies. Their lights start pulsing together.
But how? Is there a leader, someone setting the tempo?
No. And that's key. The text is really clear. No leader gave the signal. No firefly tried to outshine the rest.
How then?
It says they listened. They listened to the dark, to each other, and to the space between the beats. It's about communion, not command. A shared rhythm they find together.
That sounds amazing, this organic synchronicity. But, you know, does it ever touch on the downside? Like losing yourself in the group? Is there a risk in everyone blinking perfectly in time?
That's a fair question. But the way the allegory frames it, it's less about conformity and more about responsive harmony. It calls the dance a kind of gospel, not one of creed, but cadence.
Cadence?
Yes, like drumming together or singing or even just, you know, telling stories around a fire. It's a shared experience where you're connecting through the rhythm. The listening part is crucial, listening to the gaps, the silence that implies there's still space for individuality within that shared pulse.
So it's not about being identical, but about contributing your specific blink to the overall pattern.
Precisely. Listening with our light, as it says, it's unity through responsiveness, not sameness. Your unique blink actually makes the whole thing richer.
Okay, that makes sense. It's about adding to the harmony. Still, it's hard not to compare, right? We look around, see other people's lights.
Oh, absolutely.
And the allegory gets into that. There's this really poignant bit about a young firefly hiding. Thinking its light is too dim.
Yeah, faint, yeah. Dimmer than the others, and it's thinking I'll only ruin the dance. You really feel that self-doubt, that fear.
It's so relatable. So what's the wisdom there? What does the story offer when you feel like your light just isn't bright enough?
Well, an elder firefly comes along, but it doesn't scold or push. It just hovers nearby.
Yeah.
Blinking gently, offering presence. And the message is profound. It asks, do you think the stars worry about how bright they are? They shine because it's their nature.
Just shine because you shine.
Exactly. And then the crucial part, We don't shine to impress, we shine to connect. And in connection, we grow brighter. It's not about performance, it's about participation.
So the focus shifts entirely, away from comparison towards just showing up.
Right, and the little firefly tries and hesitant blink, then another.
Yeah.
And guess what? Others answer back. And the text says it glowed. The connection itself fueled its light. It suggests just taking that tiny step, offering what you have, is the key.
That's powerful. Connection over comparison. But the story doesn't stop there, does it? It talks about times when they don't shine.
Yes. This is so important, especially for us today, I think. Not all nights are for shining. Sometimes they just stop. They stay still. They rest. They go dark.
And that's okay. It's not seen as failure.
Not at all. The allegory stresses that that too is sacred. It's part of the rhythm. The rhythm includes the pause, the breath between the notes, the dark between the sparks.
Wow. The dark between the sparks is part of it.
It's essential. Not failure, just cycle. Mm-hmm. Like breathing out. The allegory even says, some days we too go dark. We retreat. We cocoon ourselves in silence. It's permission to rest, to reflect, to step back without apology.
That feels revolutionary almost. In a world that demands constant output, constant brightness.
It really is. It validates stillness. It says rest is necessary to eventually shine again, authentically, respecting your own internal cycles.
Okay, so we have connection, rhythm, the importance of rest. Mm. But what about challenges? Does the allegory talk about things that can lead fireflies astray?
It does. It describes a strange glow some fireflies get drawn to. Something artificial.
Artificial.
Yeah, a cold, constant brightness that did not flink. It didn't pulse, didn't respond. No. Think of it like, well, anything that looks bright and shiny but offers no real connection, no reciprocity.
Like fool's gold, but for light.
Kind of. And the danger was they mistook its brightness for warmth, its steadiness for wisdom. They flew towards it, hoping for something real.
And what happened?
Nothing good. No rhythm there. No dance. No echo. Just exhaustion. Because there was no give and take, no shared pulse. They just got depleted. They forgot the cycle of light and dark.
Oh, wow.
Some, it says, burned out, trying to keep up with this constant cold light. Just completely exhausted themselves.
So how do they tell the difference between that false glow and the real thing?
The allegory doesn't give a checklist. But it emphasizes the feel, real connection pulses. It responds, it echoes, it feels alive. That cold light is just static. It takes, but it doesn't give back. You feel drained, not energized.
That makes sense. You can often feel the difference, can't you? Even if you can't quite name it. And
yeah.
What about the ones who got lost in that false glow but managed to come back? How are they treated?
This is maybe one of the most beautiful parts. Those who returned, flickering dimly, ashamed, weren't met with anger or blame.
No.
The community, the swarm, just welcomed them back with silence and space, no judgment. Just the beat waiting patiently for them to remember.
Wow, just space and the rhythm waiting for them.
Yeah, it speaks volumes about grace, forgiveness, and what true belonging looks like. It's not about being perfect, it's about knowing the rhythm is still there for you when you find your way back.
That's incredibly moving, that sense of unconditional belonging. So, wrapping all this up, what's the legacy, the gospel itself? It's not a book, obviously.
No, exactly. The fireflies do not preach in words. Their gospel is lived. It's in how they are.
How they connect, how they pause.
Right. How they flash in rhythm, how they rest. How they sometimes just fly without needing to be seen. Their light isn't trying to convert anyone. It's an invitation.
An invitation to what?
To remember. To remember that light is meant to be shared. That you don't have to be the brightest, just present. That we're all part of this ancient living rhythm. The gospel, it says, is written in flashes, in silence, in returnings.
In blinking, even when you think no one sees.
And to keep blinking anyway. It's about embodying your truth through your actions, through your very presence.
So bring this back to us, to you listening. We're not so different, are we? We all carry this light inside. Sometimes it feels bright, sometimes dim. Sometimes we're afraid to show it.
Absolutely. And we pulse in our own ways, don't we? Through creativity, kindness, speaking up, just quiet love.
Yeah.
And the final message from the allegory is really an echo of that acceptance. We do not have to shine all the time.
Okay.
We only have to join the dance. To rest when needed. To rise when called. To blink when the rhythm stirs within us. It's about authenticity, finding your own rhythm of being active and being still.
And through that, the fireflies teach us these core things. You belong. That feels huge.
Definitely. And your light matters, no matter how small you think it is.
And maybe most hopefully, the dark is never the end. It's just part of the cycle.
Exactly. So maybe tonight or the next clear night, Take a moment, look out into the darkness, maybe at the edge of a park or field. Yeah. Just watch, listen.
And remember.
Remember, you are part of that rhythm too. You carry that glow. You're written into this gospel of fireflies.
So the thought we want to leave you with is this. What part of your unique sacred glow are you ready to share? And just as importantly, when will you give yourself permission to simply rest within the rhythm?
Thanks for going on this little adventure with me today.
Anytime.
And listener, keep sprinkling that fairy dust, all right? We'll see you next time.